Hi there, I am Seth Juarez.
I'm Christina Warren.
And we are here live on the Microsoft Build show floor.
We are. It is a popping time. So the first day of Microsoft Build is just finished up. Sessions just ended, as you saw, and we are in the middle of some madness right now.
That's right. So if you're not here, we wanted to get you inside of, like, there's a dude wearing a cone right over here. We have people going to booths and learning stuff. It's pretty exciting. We have a ton of different kinds of people attending, right?
We have fantastic people attending. In fact,
okay,
as we learned in the keynote today, we have some older developers, but we also, I think this is really cool, we have some really young developers who are, to me, the future of
Absolutely.
Everything.
Should we invite them on?
We should. So we're going to start off. This is Sophie. Sophie, hi, how are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
And how long have you been programming?
I've been programming for about 4 years.
4 years. That's amazing. And what got you interested in programming?
Well, at my school, they have this coding.org, and so that's how I started.
That's how you started. And what's your favorite thing about code?
When I code, my favorite thing is when people look at me and they're like, you actually code?
Yes! Me too!
And now, we were talking earlier, you said you like to use it to solve problems too, right?
Yes.
Yeah? So what have you seen? Did you get to see any of the sessions today? What did you check out so far at Build?
I have checked out the...
So some of the HoloLens stuff?
Yeah, like a HoloLens, which is cool because it's like a virtual reality.
Yeah, that's awesome. What types of, do you think you want to code when you get older? Is that what you want to do when you grow up?
Yes.
Yeah? That's awesome. Well, Sophie, I think this is incredible. What do you think, Seth?
I think it's amazing, but who got you into programming? Was it?
My mom.
Your mom, hi.
Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Yes.
I work for Intel. Awesome. I'm not in software, I'm in hardware, but
that's, we need that
we
stuff.
Do. We
if
do.
There the is peanut no, butter and the jelly,
that's
you know,
right.
It's all good.
Peanut butter, jelly, time. Yeah. I just made that up, I think.
I've certainly never heard it.
Awesome.
No, it's never happened.
Yeah, I know. So anything, what do you think about Build?
I think it's fantastic. I think it's, you know, just an amazing show where you start appreciating as a hardware person how integrated the developer tools are becoming and how it's getting more and more easy to
cool.
take advantage of some of the things that we do in hardware.
Absolutely.
So it's really nice to see that everything's going faster and see, you know, how interesting new ideas can come to fruition faster and be even exposed to younger people.
That's
because
right.
it's more approachable.
Well, we are so glad to have you here.
Yes, thank you so much, Sophie.
We'll see you soon, okay?
See you soon, thank you.
Thank you.
And when you have your own building, I will be your janitor.
Yes, seriously, hire us someday.
Yeah, I'll be your janitor, all right?
Sophie. Woo, Sophie!
All right, we have other people.
We do, we actually also have two other young coders who were mentioned in the keynote today.
That's right.
We have Anna and Disa,
yes.
Did I get that right? And you guys, so you are 10 and you're 12. Okay, awesome. And you guys got to meet Satya today. Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, it was very interesting, and I got a little scared, but he's actually really nice.
I get really scared, too, when he walks by.
I just saw him walking by, and I got scared.
She was on the floor. We had to scoop her up. It was crazy.
What did you think?
Well, he was really nice, and me and this other girl, Ruby, we both asked him some questions, and then we took a bunch of pictures with him, and he gave us these signed books.
Awesome. That's so cool. His new book, hit refresh in bookstores now.
Oh, of course.
That's our free plug for our CEO.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how long have you guys been coding?
I've been coding for 2 years.
2 years? What about you?
4 years.
4 years? That's amazing. So you both started at like around age 8. It's cool. What got you interested in it?
Well, I don't know. My dad told me that I should get started because it...
Yeah. But then you liked it after a couple of years, right? Okay.
Same like with me. You, or what kind of got you interested?
Yeah, my dad, but in year 6, I did a code club, so all my friends and I, we stayed after school and we did a bunch of coding.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you think this is something you want to do when you get older, or do you just kind of for fun, or do you even know what you want to do when you grow up? I mean, I know that's a hard question, but what do you think?
I have no idea what I want to do.
Totally fair. What has the experience been like being here? Is it overwhelming? Is it fun?
Well, I've been to another one of my dad's conferences, so I kind of know what it's like.
And she's a pro.
She's a pro. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm just walking around learning stuff.
Yeah. And I just meet a bunch of his friends and listen to the keynotes and take notes.
What about you? Is this your first conference?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think so far?
I really like it.
Yeah? Did you guys have a chance to see, we had some puppies and bunnies and mini horses. Did you have a chance to see them?
Yeah. We've been there twice.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. It's the best. Well, we love having you here, you guys.
Yes, you're thank you best. So much.
And it's good to see you, TB.
Yeah, likewise.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for getting them interested in coding, because this is really important.
Trying, yeah, so.
Well, and the other thing is, if you don't know, he runs a conference called DevSum in Stockholm.
DevSum.
Coming up soon.
Yes. All right, so register for that.
I know.
I need to go. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great build.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Bye.
All right, do we have more people?
Yeah, we've got some more people. So actually, first up, we've got...
Yeah,
try
to pronounce that one.
Okay, Lori, is it Loris or Lori?
Loris.
Quill?
Yeah, pretty
Quill?
Good.
Yes.
All right, good.
I'm impressed, actually.
Oh my God, and you're from, okay, I have to geek out for a minute, because my husband, Grant, is the biggest Volvo nerd on the planet. Like, he's actually in the process right now of trying to start, like, a Seattle Volvo club.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Doesn't exist? I thought
no.
It exists. Okay,
no,
okay,
the
okay.
chapter's in there. So what do you do for Volvo?
I actually work with mixed reality for Volvo.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we were one of the early adopters with HoloLens, so we've been doing that for a couple of years right now.
That's
so,
really cool.
So how does HoloLens and mixed reality, how does it make sense in the car environment, in the automotive industry?
Yeah, it's funny, everybody asks about that. And you know, there's so many different areas you can use that in. One of the things that we're focusing on right now is helping our engineers develop the cars, and it's helping them a lot, actually. One of the things is, like, you know, you can suddenly, you know, visualize your CAD models a lot earlier than you could do before. You know, the only way to do that was to do with like physical prototypes, and you don't need the, it's helping them a lot, right?
Right.
So the idea is, like, when you're actually looking at things, you can kind of get the visual sense in space of what you're looking at.
Exactly. So imagine basically, like, you know, producing cars, you know, the only way to verify, like, you have to have like a physical prototype and to understand, like, is this really working or not? They can do that now in virtual reality.
And visualize it.
Visualize it. And the thing is, like, once they get the physical prototypes, you know, the iteration has already been done, so the prototypes are so much better than were ever before.
Save a lot more money that way, too.
Oh, we're talking a lot of money.
That's awesome. Well, that's fantastic. Are you having a good build so far?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I know it's just the day one.
A little jet lag arriving yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We're heading out for a couple drinks, so it'll be all right.
Anything you went to that you thought was amazing that you want to tell everybody about?
Yes. Check out Kesandy. Check out the Holo Meeting thing if you haven't done. Check that out.
Cool.
Holo Meeting. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. We got one more guest.
Actually, we got two more. We're first going to bring on our friend Nicholas. Nicola, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
That hair, though, bro.
The hair.
It's delicious. Blowing. I know. It's like he came in. It was.
Of course, he can.
That's amazing, man.
I wish my hair was as luscious as yours.
It's all natural. It's all natural.
Of course. So are you working on, like, backstage demo stuff? Because you usually do demo stuff.
Not this year, actually. We're working a lot of front stage stuff this year.
Tell me about the front stage
stuff. So we have sessions. We have all kinds of stuff going on. We have a really fun session coming up tomorrow.
Oh.
It's a theater session. So we actually released, like, 5 different videos last week.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll tease it out. And we're going to talk about WinML. We're going to talk about the Windows Community Toolkit. We're going to talk about progressive web apps, the Microsoft Graph.
All the good stuff.
iGaze. It's going to be all demos, no code. Oh, sorry, all code,
all
no
code.
Slides.
All demos,
all code,
all
no slides.
Whoa, that was almost
slip. It was almost strike that, reverse it, in the words of Gene Wilder, yes.
We could try no code, but, I mean, that's not our job.
That's right.
You wouldn't be Nikolai if you had no code.
Right, we got to do code. That's how we start everything, with code.
And awesome. Where can people watch some of your shows on Channel 9? What shows do you do?
So I do the IFDEF Windows show. So we do a lot of Windows development interviews. We talk to engineers that build the platform, they build the APIs, the developers build the applications with. And we talk about all kinds of Windows features that people want to know about.
Awesome.
Nikolai, thank you so much.
Good
have
to
a great
have
build.
You,
awesome. Enjoy your build.
We'll see
thank
you soon. All right, do we have more people?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
they just keep coming.
I know. Okay, so we have Michael and we have Federico. Michael and Federico. And Federico, you are the lead developer at DJ at Algorithm.
That's right, Algorithm.
Algorithm. Okay, so Algorithm is, they make a great DJ app. So if you do any sort of...
That's right.
Last year,
we were together.
We were on the table talking about how it's going.
So good.
Yeah, we work really close to the Windows Bridge for iOS team.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember.
I remember. Yeah.
We sat all together and Yeah, we have been working very close to them, and last year we finally launched the app, and it has been a success.
Everyone's so excited about it?
So a year later, what's changed? What's coming new for the app? Like, what's next?
So we're always improving the experience. I mean, it has been 1 year since we launched it. Yeah. So we're working on new features, new MIDI controller support, like the guys, the adoption of the app is just fantastic. And so we are taking all the feature requests of the users and improving ongoing. It has been an amazing experience, honestly.
Awesome. Any good sessions that you've gone to so far that you want to tell people about?
Well, to be honest, we have been having a lot of meetings, so we didn't have so much time.
See, they're too famous. They're too special. Famous. They're too VIP. They gotta do business. That's why they're
built
for business.
We introduced last year some sort of AI on our software, like a smart mixing technology, and we're very excited about this whole mobile AI ecosystem and runtime engine. And we look forward to leverage that.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And Michael, you've been like, you're kind of part of the family a little bit, because Michael was one of the co-founders of Hockey App, which is of course now part of the Microsoft family. So it's we know each other from the Mac community.
Exactly.
So it's a little bizarre, I gotta be honest, being at Build with Michael.
Yeah, but you know what? Windows is awesome, the developer tools are awesome, and obviously Hockey App, now Visual Studio Mobile Center.
That's right.
Is awesome.
That's right. It's a good plug.
Yeah, no, it's good. And DJ, I don't know if you guys remember, we won App Developer App
That's
of
right.
the Year last
I remember.
Year.
I remember.
So Windows is doing really well for us, and yeah, check it out on the Windows Store.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of your time here in Redmond and or Seattle, wherever the heck. Where are we?
We're in Seattle. I think we're in Seattle. End of day. The cloud is lifted, coming down on us. All right, we have one more guest.
Yeah, good seeing you guys. Thanks so much. More. Hi.
Come on over, my friend. You're up.
What's up?
Hi, you look familiar. Do I like follow you on Twitter or something?
No, you don't.
I should. How you doing, my friend?
Is it Kim or is it Chim?
Kim.
Yeah, chemistry, nice.
So what do you do? I've seen your face somewhere.
Yeah, I'm an IT director with Renweb, which is a division of Nelnet.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know Nelnet?
Is it like a clothing store?
No, it's basically we're in the education business. So we do payment processing, student loan servicing.
Cool. Awesome. How's your build going so far?
It's excellent. Really enjoying it.
Cool. Any cool sessions that you've gone to, Chuan?
Yeah, I've gone to the AI sessions and...
This guy.
Yeah, I love AI, man.
That's all your session. So it was pretty awesome. I can't wait to use it in our products.
And it's not as hard as people make it out to be, right?
No, it's not. It's just numbers and, you know, multiplication. According to you?
Yeah, according to me.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, you reach out to me and be
if
like,
hey. If it
doesn't
work, you got to blame Seth.
Blame
it's gonna be Seth's
me.
Fault. Blame Seth.
And my job is to help you be successful.
That's too easy. I'm blaming all of Microsoft.
No, gosh.
Okay, blame all of Microsoft, but mostly blame Seth.
Mostly Seth. Like, aim it at me and then some of my other colleagues.
I mean, we're just saying Seth first, and then like way down the list, you know, me. But Seth first.
So tell us about this education platform. It sounds really interesting.
Well, so Nelnet, which is, we have multiple businesses, Nelnet Business Solutions and Renweb, which is in the faith-based K-12 market.
Uh-huh.
So we try to build software and services to make students learn in the classroom, administrators, help them to process payments and things like that.
How does Build, like a conference like Build, help you in your job?
Well, we want to just get out the way of students and teachers, mm-hmm. and what Build does is it helps us leverage these APIs and services so that it gives teachers and administrators more time with students, right?
Awesome.
So we just wanted to build services and tools and platforms so that they can be successful in the classroom.
Awesome. Well, that's amazing. Look, seriously, like if you're trying to work on an AI model and it's not working, tell me, because I only make demoware. It's the worst. I want to be able to say like, hey, yeah, I helped Ken make this awesome thing for you.
Well, I would love that.
Awesome. Well, reach out, my friend. Thanks
so
much.
Ken, thank you so much. Have a great build.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Oh, I know this guy.
Uh-oh, here they come.
Uh-oh, we're getting in trouble. All right, so this is what I don't get. Our offices are like right next to each other.
Yes.
But you're never in the office. So the first time I've seen you in like a month and a half is at Build. What's up, Bernd?
Traveling all over the place. I had to talk to some people about Kubernetes over in Copenhagen and represent the container technologies at the Microsoft Tech Summit event. So always on the road.
So Bernd is one of our cloud developer advocates, and so is Eric. Eric is one of our cloud developer advocates. As you can see from his shirt.
I love Bit.
Loving Bit. How's your Build so far?
It's going good. I saw the keynotes, but mostly I've been hanging out over by the container services booth. And lots of people asking questions about containers and stuff. It's been great.
So what's the biggest container news to come out of Build so far?
The biggest container news.
DevSpaces.
Yeah, DevSpaces.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
DevSpaces is really cool. VNet support, that like 20 times a day, I think people were asking for, you know, to join the existing VNet. There's private beta, I think, of Windows containers inside AKS. So that's also really cool. Yeah.
I like that a lot because I did something on Kubernetes and it was like really difficult to see what was happening for me. This DevSpaces makes it a lot easier. Like you literally like poke into the exact part that you need to be working on and find the bugs. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I can't remember what languages are supported for doing the debugging with inside the container, but it is nice that like if you run multiple microservices as part of your application to just deploy all 10 of those, you know, on your behalf and debug just the one you want.
And also, if you don't know, all four of us are cloud developer advocates. We work on the same team. Our job is to help you be successful in the cloud. So any questions you have, if something goes wrong, obviously you blame Bernd.
You blame Bernd.
And then if anything goes right, you just talk to Christina.
Totally. But and then, you know, this is Bit, our mascot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, we love it. Thanks for being here, guys.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
All right, do we have anybody else?
No, cool.
So let's wrap this up. We just want to tell you it's awesome to be here on the floor. Hopefully you get the energy of what it feels like
so
over here.
So many great people.
I know. What do we have to look forward to tomorrow?
All right, so tomorrow we have keynote day number 2. So it'll actually be like keynote number 3, I guess.
Yeah.
But Joe Belfiore, see, we are live, is going to be doing his keynote. We kick off on Channel 9 powered Build Live. Live kicks off at 8 a.m., and we're going to do a little bit of a recap, a little bit of a pre-show, you and me. We're going to get our game on. And then, we have...
Do we have one more guest? Come on over.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no, it's not illegal.
No, are you kidding me?
What's going on, my friend?
You?
Good. How'd you know? Oh, okay.
She's like, wait, have you been stalking me? We're like,
what's going on?
How I love your dress.
Thank you.
What kind of software do you make?
So I'm a design developer within the CSEO, which used to be Microsoft IT.
Okay.
So I do design and development.
Okay.
You know, Node.js, front-end technologies, and then also like UX processes and stuff like that.
So what do you think of Build so far?
It's very techy. It's like my first real like tech conference.
Okay.
I love the bots and like conversational AI, cool. All that stuff.
This guy.
I love AI.
Yeah.
Myself.
Like I've been bouncing between different sessions, but like what really like made me excited was like every time I was in a bot session, I was like.
And they built some new chatbot tools, and it's going to make it a lot easier to visualize and to feel it. So you're going to build a bot. What are you going to do?
What bot are you going to build?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like something. Something fun. Something fun and like playful, you know, because with all the like, you know, Q&A type of things, you can just kind of put your own ideas into it. And then I'm also excited about like IoT and, you know, I want to be an IoT developer.
Where are y'all based out of? Jamil, is that how are you
saying? Yeah, you said it perfectly.
Fantastic. Yeah, are you in the same area? Do you work together? How do you know
each other? Yeah, we work on the core services engineering shared services studio team.
Nice.
So she works on design, I work on showcase.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, you like how you like in Build?
It's really cool.
I know, right?
Like it's like the biggest showcase ever. I get to see what developers are working on. I generally don't see that often, so it's been really educational.
Fantastic. Yeah. Is this your first Build?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome.
Is this your first Build?
Yes.
Are you based out of Seattle?
I am, yeah.
Oh, Redmond. Right.
Cool. Well, we worked at, we should hang out.
Yeah, you should come by Channel 9.
Channel 9, right?
Yeah, Channel 9.
I'm actually planning on showing up, man.
Awesome.
Hanging out with you guys a couple
We're gonna
hours.
Hold her to it.
Yeah, you guys have no idea, because I work in a little micro studio, so.
Oh!
You gotta come to our studio. Check
absolutely.
Us out.
Yeah.
We want to hang with you. That'd be amazing.
I do. We are so
grateful you stopped by. We almost didn't get them on, but
no,
we'd
know,
love
I
to
know.
See all exactly. the diversity yeah. in our company.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We'll
have
see
a great build. We'll see you guys later.
All right. And by diversity, I mean we have a lot of designers too.
Yeah, it's not just about developers.
Programmers, I'm just saying. All right, so what do we got going on tomorrow? And we'll wrap it up.
All right, so tomorrow morning, we kick off at 8 a.m. for the pre-show. Okay. The keynote is from 8:30 to 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of content throughout the day. Both we're going to be streaming live sessions. We're going to be doing interviews and panels intermittently, the same as we did today. And, of course, you can follow all of our content by going to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Microsoft Developer.
Okay.
And,
Anything or tweet else? Us at Channel 9.
Yeah, tweet us at CH9.
Uh-huh.
Let us know what you think, and follow us on Twitter as well, because we've got great content.
Well, this is amazing. so excited we're here. We're going to sign off for today, but make sure you tune in tomorrow, 8 a.m. We'll get started bright and early to get you all the coverage from day two. We'll see you then.